Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, January 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. This is Friday the 13th. And before we bring our guest on, we have to cover a few things real quick. First of all, I got up at 2 o'clock this morning, 2 o'clock a.m., to listen to the Mike Rupert peak oil flop. And all we have to say to Mike Rupert is we hope he keeps speaking as much as he can about peak oil, because the more he talks about it, the less people believe this hoax.
I thought that peak oil elephant left the building.
Yeah, exactly. So there's an article that recounts this interview, or this debate. It's on the Wing TV homepage. Also, we had Ralph Epperson on the show yesterday. And last night, Ralph called, and we had scheduled him again for next Friday. Well, he calls up and he says, Victor, I know we disagreed about a few things on your show today. Do you still want me on next Friday? I was like, of course, Ralph. And it seems like in this movement, people are so afraid of debate or disagreement. From where we stand, a little bit of debate, disagreement is healthy for people.
Right.
If you're not willing or you don't want to do this, you should just jump over to those other sites that want everyone to be just a mind-controlled zombie. And, I mean, this is good to disagree, to hash things out and debate them. So I think people worry too much about that
stuff.
Right,
we don't have to all walk in mental lockstep with one
another.
Exactly.
And last but not least, we have up on the Wing TV homepage now a song. It's called Kill Big Brother. That was recorded by a garage band called The Smoots. Also included there are the lyrics. So take a listen to that. Also, that song's going to be at the end of this show today. And we think it's very, very intense. Lisa did a great job on the photo gallery. So take a look at that. Now, our guest today is Mr. Steve Senti. And he has a site called O'ReillySucks.com.
This is a great site.
Yeah, and I came across it a few weeks ago when I was going through the internet doing my news updates. And I looked at it, and there was so much good information. I was like, we have to get this guy on the show. So we'd like to welcome right now Mr. Steve Senti to Wing TV. How you doing, Steve?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, real good. We thank you for being on. Before we start covering Mr. O'Reilly, tell everyone how they can find your site, because it really is a good one.
You just go to www.O'ReillySucks.com, S-U-C-K-S.
That's very easy.
And you can also just use it as one word. I have that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
redirected.
Essentially, O'ReillySucks.com.
Yeah, there's a dash in the middle.
Okay. Now, to start things off, a year or so ago, Bill O'Reilly became entangled in a big sex scandal with a woman named Andrea Macris.
October.
Yep. And what happened was that in her 22-page report or transcript of what she testified to, we found out a lot of things about Bill O'Reilly that we didn't know before. Things like
he
had this unquenchable thirst for phone sex, that he had a fixation with vibrators, he had a fixation with women masturbating, and we even found out that it seems like he used the vibrator on himself.
And he's a predator.
Yeah. Now,
just think what you know that he did that you don't know about.
Right.
Exactly. Well, my question is, there was a furor in the media for a couple days about this, but then after the lawsuit, after he settled out of court, he paid her somewhere up to $10 million. It seemed like the media just dropped this, especially the left. Why didn't the left just keep hammering O'Reilly on this sex scandal?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to give him any publicity. Keith Olbermann talked about it for quite a while on his show. But I got a lot of hits out of it on my website. My hits went crazy.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to read this, simply go to the Wing TV homepage, scroll down and see the Hall of Shame link. Click on there and you'll find it. And it's as seedy as seedy can be.
There's
and Smoking Gun was the one that published the legal document.
Yep, that's right.
And I've got a lot on it on my in my forums.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the media dropped it. I think maybe they just didn't want to give O'Reilly any more publicity, and a lot of people don't really care what he does.
Well, they circle the wagons when it comes to their own.
Yeah,
but they covered it pretty heavily for about a week.
Yeah, and
it was on everywhere all the time on the cable news shows.
Yeah,
it did drop real quick when he settled.
Yep,
yeah.
You're right.
O'Reilly sets himself up as the voice of the working man without really knowing anything about being a working man. He appeals to that demographic, yet that's really not what his background is it?
No, it's just a big con game.
Yeah.
He's the son of an oil accountant.
Yeah, his dad was an oil company accountant. Yeah. You know, making, like, if he was working today, he'd be making $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I think
today's
that's what...
money, and he went to private schools, him and his sister both. And these guys, he ain't never worked a real job. He's been a journalist the whole time.
Yeah, and I guess maybe it was
that's
on
part
your
of
site.
His con game.
Yeah.
I mean, on your site, I think you said that if when his father retired, if this was the equivalent of modern day wages, he'd be making somewhere around like $92,000 a year.
Yeah, there's a site that calculates. I have a page on there. It calculates. You can go to, and it calculates what a certain amount was worth at like 1985 and what they were making then, and it transfers it to today's dollars. And I think when he retired in 1980 or something, he was making like $30,000 a year, $35,000.
Uh-huh.
In today's dollars, it's like $92,000 a year.
Yeah.
One of the great points you have on your website is this. I want to read it to everybody. It's more lucrative standing up for the working man on TV if you can pass yourself off as one.
Right.
That's him, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
And,
well, I have a lot of that stuff in my forums. I use my forums kind of like a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of actually having a blog, I have like the main front page of the website with a lot of articles that are archived from the past, you know, because I started this site in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been there for 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, he was even born, even though he denies that he was born in what was a Westbury, which is quite an affluent community. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's just very adamant about coming across as being blue collar middle class when that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, Al Franken nailed him on all that.
Yeah.
He claimed he wasn't born in a certain city, but it really wasn't. He grew up in sort of a above middle class neighborhood.
Yeah.
And went to private schools, and his dad paid for all that, college, everything, with no public financing, you know, no financial assistance or nothing. His dad paid for it with all his own money.
There you have it.
You know, my dad worked as a shipping foreman at a Union Printing Company International Paper for 30 years, and he had two kids, and he could barely afford to pay the rent, you know, in 1980. He could barely afford to pay the rent and the car payment, let alone send kids to private schools on with his own money.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's different definitions of middle class for different people. Now, a week
oil
or so...
company account ain't middle class either. Ain't working class.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a couple weeks...
sits in an air-conditioned office doing paperwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Bill O'Reilly appeared on the David Letterman show, and Letterman, who's usually pretty lighthearted with his guests, got into a pretty heated debate with O'Reilly, and at one point he snapped, 60% of what you say is crap. What do you
90.
Think? Yeah. What do you think got into David Letterman that night that made him get in such a mood and turn against O'Reilly and make it heated instead of just a fluff interview?
I think Letterman probably had people on his staff that had told him about O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he may have read some stuff about him here and there. And he knows, he figured out what O'Reilly is, which is just a right-wing con man who's putting out propaganda for Bush and the Republican Party. And he just wanted to bring him on there and just nail him. And that's pretty much what he did, but... it would have been a little better, I think, if he would have looked into it or even, you know, looked at my website. He would have found out, you know, 90% of what O'Reilly says is crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was O'Reilly's reaction to this interview?
What was that?
What was O'Reilly's reaction to this interview? Did he say anything about it?
He just basically put his spin on it, on how he was so glad to go on Letterman and he would go back again, but he was embarrassed. Especially when Letterman said that 60% of what he says is crap.
Yeah.
O'Reilly looked like a deer in the headlights. I watched the thing twice.
I think what Letterman took issue with was O'Reilly's remarks about Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
And he asked O'Reilly if he had lost any family members in this war, and O'Reilly, of course, said, no, I haven't. But he can criticize and lash out at someone like Cindy Sheehan, which is bogus.
Yeah, Letterman's point was you can't speak for a woman whose son died in the Iraq War unless you had a son die in the Iraq War.
That's true.
And not only has he not had that, I mean, he's a two-time draft dodger.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he took off to London to avoid the draft and spent a year in the University of London when he was supposed to go into the draft back for the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
he did a second one to avoid the Mansfield Amendment, and that one he took a teaching job in Florida and then spent 2 years there to avoid that.
Huh. I wasn't aware of that. Now, when I drive home from work every day, I have about a 10 or 15 minute ride, so I turn on O'Reilly and tune into what he's doing, and it seems like over the last year or so, his paranoia is becoming so out of control that it seems like to him the whole world is out to get him, especially the bloggers, people like you. So, Steve, why is Bill O'Reilly becoming so ultra-sensitive paranoid?
Because people are actually reporting the truth about him, and he has to try to cover that up. So he calls them all smear merchants.
Uh-huh.
Right.
MediaMatters.org is his big one.
Oh, what was that
again?
Calls
them smear merchants.
Okay.
They record his radio show and his TV show, and then they document all his lies and then debunk them. So he calls them the biggest smear merchants there is, and all they do is publish transcripts from his show.
Uh-huh.
And I do the same thing, you know. I can get their transcripts. Sometimes I don't have LexisNexis, but I can get to it once in a while, and when I need it, I get one. But I watch it. You know, I watch a show every night.
At the end of his show every night, Bill O'Reilly reads viewer emails, and he reads mostly ones that praise him.
Over a joke.
Right, and some of them are negative, but those are all general. They don't cite specific areas that he spins. But you've sent him 20 or 30 emails. What kind of response, if any, have you gotten to yours?
He won't reply. And I've also sent him emails, you know, asking to be on the show. He won't have me on the show either.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a coward.
Yeah.
You've been asking
him for 4 years. About how nobody will come on his show to talk about a specific issue where he put his spin on it or lied about something. But all the people that want to go on there, he won't let them on. David Brock from Media Matters sent him a letter, you know, saying he wanted to go on there to defend the criticism he has of them, and he won't let him on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm sending 20, 30 emails, like you say, over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, saying, let me on the show, I'll tell you, and he won't do it. And those emails that he reads, some of them are just ridiculous.
Oh, yep,
they are.
Yeah.
And then some of them, the people, they say, they'll say, Bill, you're a liberal. You're too liberal. You know, that's probably some Republican that's so far right that you don't, that they think Newt Gingrich is liberal.
Exactly.
Now, Steve, they're ridiculous.
On your site, you have an article posted by a guy named Les Payne, a journalist. What
excellent
a great
article.
Name.
Yeah,
Les
that's my
Payne.
Headline article right now. Uh-huh. That's a good one.
It was.
And it's called O'Reilly Can't Take Us for Another Spin.
Yeah.
And in this, you know, Les Payne talks about his repressed sexual fantasies that are becoming all too apparent, especially when Howard Stern was on
right.
there. So let me ask you, what do you think of a guy like Bill O'Reilly that uses his position to not only exploit women, but to bully women and to do things like he did to Andrea Macris and so many others? I mean, it's similar to the things that Bill Clinton did, isn't it?
Yeah, it's total hypocrisy. He preaches against all that. He was one of the biggest attackers of Bill Clinton for all his sexual things with Monica Lewinsky, and here he's calling and harassing his employees with phone sex and who knows what else. I mean, if that's what he got caught doing, he's probably doing 10 other things similar that nobody knows about.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
And the guy's a total hypocrite. And then just about everything he criticizes somebody for, he does it, if not 10 times worse than they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever
I thought was
he
interesting.
Says somebody else is doing wrong, he's doing the same thing. It's total hypocrisy.
What I thought was interesting was how Payne characterized the interview with Stern and how Bill O'Reilly was very wary of Howard Stern during the interview because, as everybody knows, Howard Stern can't be controlled. Nobody can control what he's going to say, and nobody ever knows.
Yeah, I just wonder how much editing was in that interview.
Oh, I know.
Because whenever O'Reilly does a taped interview, I guarantee it's edited.
Oh, for
he
sure.
says that none of his show is ever edited. I've got transcripts that say they were edited.
Oh, geez.
And then I've got transcripts on my site that partial transcripts where he edited them and they changed it.
Yeah.
because they didn't like what O'Reilly said, so they removed part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when now that all the women in the journalism field are aware of what kind of sexual predator O'Reilly is, don't you think that a lot of the fun's been taken out of it now? Maybe that's why O'Reilly's in such a paranoid, just sour mood?
He's probably all mad now because he can't sexually harass all his employees.
Exactly.
God. What was great about your website, too, is that you're calling for a boycott, not just of Fox News, but of other news networks, too.
All of them.
Yeah, we think all of them should be boycotted, too. Check
CNN, MSNBC, right. Fox, all of them.
Good for
Check
you.
Check out Sanjay's website. He's got lists of the sponsors for Fox News, and you can watch all these network shows and see who their sponsors are and boycott their products.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, I think MSNBC is trying to be just like Fox, and CNN ain't far behind.
Oh yeah, they all become just meshed together like a big goo, you know.
With the channels around, it's like watching the same thing, just one's a little more Republican than another.
Yeah. Now, you haven't gone completely unscathed with your website. There was a woman named Diane Brandy, who's Bill O'Reilly's attorney, and
yeah.
they threatened to sue you a couple of years ago. Yeah, give us the details.
I got the copy of the letter she sent me on my site. This was back in, 2002. At the time I had a little banner ad asking, you know, for advertising, to sell advertising on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up for about 4 to 6 weeks, and the site was brand new. It had only been online for 3 or 4 months, and I was only getting about 100 hits a day, so nobody even knew it was there. So I didn't sell any advertising, so I just took the banner down. Then like a week later, I get this letter by FedEx, from Fox News, and it's this letter from Diane Brandy telling me they're going to sue me for copyright infringement on Bill O'Reilly's name because I'm trying to sell advertising on my website,
mm-hmm.
which I knew that was ridiculous.
Right.
One, I'm not even using his name unless his name is O'Reilly Sucks. And I just made a copy of the thing. Well, I did email her and beg her to sue me. But I never heard from them again.
Well, we've been threatened to be sued about 4 times in the last year, too, and nothing's resolved about it. So I'd take it as a badge of honor if I were you.
Yeah, well, I tried to get to them, and they wouldn't even reply to that. I said, go ahead, sue me. I even got a letter from an attorney at Public Citizen, the Nader Watchdog Group.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would represent me for nothing if they ever did sue.
Cool.
He said they had no case anyway.
O'Reilly's show targets the millions of right-leaning Americans that are very skeptical of the mainstream media, and he calls himself a reporter. So my question to you is, what does it mean nowadays to be an investigative reporter if you got someone like Bill O'Reilly calling himself that?
Well, he's not an investigative reporter. He just calls himself that.
Yeah.
That's part of his con game, to try to fool everybody into thinking he's a real reporter. He should be working for the Bush White House. He should get his paychecks right from Bush.
Or the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Well, he does, yeah. He does some tabloid stuff, too. It's all about getting ratings. His whole thing is just a big con game.
The
ratings, get famous, make more money. But he is a Republican, so he also wants to push his Republican agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts out all this propaganda. Everything he does is either spin or a lie. Almost nothing he says, maybe 5%, if you had to guess, maybe 5% of what he says is accurate. He cherry picks the polls. He rigs everything. He does all these, he cherry picks little bits and pieces out that represent his agenda. And then everything, he defends Bush every night. All he does is hammer liberals. I mean, you almost can't find a show where he says anything bad about Republicans.
And see, we're not big fans of the Republicans or the Democrats
right.
here. And when
I'm
it comes
not either.
To, yeah, and when it comes to the network news, it's all...
I'm an independent.
Yeah, and it's all basically just a conditioning process, whether it's CNN or ABC or Bill O'Reilly
but,
or
but I am a liberal.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't really support all the Democrats either. They take too much corporate money and...
Oh, they're all in bed together, Steve, yeah. all of them. And that's why... You know, that first question when I said, why did the liberal media drop this thing with O'Reilly is because, like Lisa said, they all circled the wagons. They protect their own.
Well, they're in the liberal media.
Yeah.
There's a few liberals in the media that are lucky to get on, but most of it is conservative. conservative control.
Well, it's just all corporate media is what I call
corporate,
it.
Corporate, yeah.
Well, we urge everybody to call into Bill O'Reilly's show on the radio and to email him, and we can kick off our media blitz with Bill O'Reilly.
Now, one last question, Steve. Last night, I sent an email to Bill O'Reilly. I told him that you were going to be on this show today. I gave him the website address, the time, said it was going to be up all weekend. So if Bill O'Reilly's tuning into this show tonight, he's watching you. In about 60 seconds or so, what would you say to Bill O'Reilly?
I would say that he's a coward that has no respect from anyone except the brain-dead, brainwashed viewers that believe all his lies. And I'm willing to go on his show anytime and debate him on any issue, but he's a coward, so that'll never happen because he knows that I've been putting this website up for 4 years now, and I know all his lies, so he can't spin around them with me. And the guy's just a joke. I mean, he shouldn't be on TV.
Yeah.
And I know there's free speech, but...
Yeah. Well, one last time, give everybody your website.
It's www.OReillySucks.com. And I want to say I got a new thing on my forums where I'm going to start recording all the attacks he does on liberals and then all the attacks he does on Republicans.
Oh, great.
And then compare them. Mm-hmm. And I just started it yesterday, and last night he had like 7 of them against liberals and none against Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it and count them up each night, and then at the end of the week and the month I'm going to do it for the whole year and then show you how many times he attacks liberals and how many times he attacks Republicans. I'm guessing at the end of the year it'll be about 1,000 to 1.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we think that all of them should be attacked, that the liberals and the conservatives, or I should say the phony liberals and the phony conservatives, because they're all in bed together, and in all honesty, we can't stand any of them.
Right.
Well, they need to get the corporate money out of it.
Yeah.
And let people should only be raising money in their own state. And they need to get these guys like O'Reilly, need more people in the mainstream media like Keith Olbermann to expose them more instead of just letting them say anything they want and nobody saying anything about it.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for coming on today. It's Bill, or it's O'ReillySucks.com. Take a look at it. He's putting out some interesting information. We just want to thank you for coming on today.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for holding his feet to the fire.
That's right.
All right.
Now we're
going
to. Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to be back on Monday. We're going to have Mr. Mark Glenn, who's one of the most intelligent, one of the brightest people out there in the alternative
media.
And
we truly like him.
Yeah,
too.
He was on Hesham Talawi's show last night. He's the author of No Beauty and the Beast. And when it comes to just getting it right about the terrorist nation of Israel, Mark Glenn's as much on the mark as anyone. So tune in Monday. We thank everybody for being here this week. We had a hell of a week here, and enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.